Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel.
We were spinning our wheels like you wouldn't believe.
And
yeah.
Thank goodness he wasn't listening because he probably would have hung up and he wouldn't have come on this show.
We would have had false start penalties. We were backed up. Yeah. It was first and 25.
Things a coach doesn't want.
Yeah, first and 30. That was not a good. It was not conducive for that drive. Coach, good morning. How the heck are you? Thanks for calling in.
Do I need to call a timeout for you guys? Or
yes,
what?
Please.
I think so. We need a
full timeout. Yes, I'm sorry. You're going to have to take an early timeout, but I think you're going to need to get one to get us back in shape. We went down. You know, we were waiting for you. We started talking about music, and it just went off the rails, and we were just going, please, for the love of God, Coach, call in and get us off this. By the way, your taste in music is what?
Man, a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? Old school hip hop, to a little bit of country. You know, if I'm in my car, my kids are probably picking the music, so I'm listening to what they want to. But you got to be versatile in this role.
And you know what? As we get older, Josh, you know, with kids, we get a little bit hipper because we don't have a choice, right? They help us get a little bit hipper with the kind of the new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone from listening to kids songs, kids music in the back seat to becoming a little bit more hip here as my kids have gotten into the teen years. So, absolutely.
Well, this is the first time we've had the opportunity to talk to you since you've been named head coach at Tennessee One. Welcome to the state. Welcome here, and I know we're in Nashville and you're in Knoxville, but. You know, there's obviously a huge, huge fan base in this market, as you well know. What has it been like? What has it been like since you've taken over in Knoxville? And here we sit today in almost mid-May. How's it been so far?
Man, been a ton of fun. A lot of growth that's happened here inside of our program. You know, you get hired, you try to get to know your current players. You try to hire a staff. You try to get going in the recruiting front. You're building it day by day, and I just at the end of spring ball, I looked back and it's, I guess probably about 90 days at that point. And man, as a coach, you're never fully, I don't know what the right word is. You want to push forward, man. You're always pushing to be better, one day better. You're never completely satisfied with where you're at. But then I looked back at how far we've come in that short amount of time too, and really proud of it. And we've got a great staff. They're phenomenal people, phenomenal recruiters, great teachers of the game. They're about the right things. They're a huge part of why we've, you know, changed this culture so quickly, just the connection piece with our players. And at the same time, you know, as a staff, we're able to hold our kids to the higher standards and accountability's completely changed. And the player buy-in has been phenomenal, too. Our kids are competing at a really high level. I thought our last 4 days of spring ball were our absolute best, which you guys know, usually you get to the back half of spring ball, guys are just trying to get out and save themselves and stay healthy. Our guys are learning how to compete, man. And you got a lot of guys that are here right now. We'll start summer workouts here at the beginning of June, but can't wait for the rest of our guys to come back here and be together as a football family again.
Did you change your approach to this spring than previous springs, or did you just, you know, take the same approach that you've been taking in years past, or did things change a bit now that you're an SEC coach, you're at UT, and obviously bigger platform, just everything is bigger, not to diminish where you came from, but I was curious, did you keep with what you've been doing in the past, or did things change now that you're at Tennessee?
I think you constantly evolve year to year. You learn what works, what doesn't. I think it's different with each group of players, and that changes every year inside of your program. I don't care if you've been there for 10 years. You got to constantly evolve, and you got to understand your kids. You know, for us in year one, I think your messaging may be a little bit different because you're on the ground floor of what you're doing, and I think it's really important that you're clear and concise with what your expectations are. You know, your players understand the standards. They understand that you're going to hold them to that every day. And at the same time, you always judge kids for who they are today, not who they were yesterday. And, you know, so you're constantly growing that way as a football program and as a team and individually as well. And at the same time, I think you look at what you're doing schematically, you're always going to be different based on your personnel. And so we'll be different than we were at UCF, different than the other places that I've been to. There's still an overall philosophy of how you want to play, but you got to put your kids in a position to be successful. I think that's really important. And at the same time, as you evolve and change and try to fit what you're doing to your players at your core, I don't think that I'm a whole lot different. Yeah, this is a bigger stage. That's why I wanted to be here, man. This is, you know, one of the top 10 traditions in college football, man. You look at the history of wins here, top 10 in NFL draft picks. You know, just having competed against this, having grown up watching this program, understand, you know, what the expectations are and want to be a part of that. And the passion and energy that surrounds our program is really unique and wanted to be here for those reasons.
You know a thing or two about quarterbacks. You've got quarterbacks to choose from, but what is Josh Heupel looking for in his quarterback? Ultimately, to get the nod to be week one starter, what do you need your quarterback to be, Coach?
Yeah, we've had big ones. We've had small ones. We've had fast ones. We've had slow ones. Really strong arms. Guys that are just accurate, don't have a great arm strength. Successful quarterbacks come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. At the end of the day, I think they got to be extremely competitive. They got to have first in, last out mentality. They got to transcend that competitiveness through your football team. At the end of the day, I think your team has to have great trust and confidence in them. And I think as a coaching staff, what that guy that earns that starting spot has done is he's earned your trust, man. You're putting the ball in his hands. He is your decision maker. He's got to be an extension of head coach, you, an offensive play caller, and it's a guy that you believe that can lead your program and win, help you go win. And we had guys here this spring that have done a phenomenal job of, you know, gaining a grasp of what we do offensively, how to operate efficiently and effectively inside of our system. There's a ton of growth that will still happen here in May, June, and July before we get back to training camp. But the guy that rolls out there week one with the ball in his hands is somebody that's going to have earned our trust.
All right, before I turn it over, and I finish up on my end, I got to pause the football for just a second. There's like a huge baseball series going on. You know, Tennessee baseball's got it going on this year. You going to throw out the first pitch? I think you've already done that. How did that go? What did you think? We've done first pitches before. What about you? How did it go?
I did, man. Tennessee baseball is rolling. What a phenomenal atmosphere. The couple times I've been over to the baseball park here, just, coach has done a tremendous job of building that program. It's been a lot of fun. We got a chance to, just before we had a Saturday scrimmage, we went over there on a Friday night and got an opportunity for our entire team just to hang out and have, you know, barbecue essentially, man, hot dog, hamburgers, and hang out together, watch some ball before we went out and competed with each other the following day. I thought I did a great job. They brought me in middle relief. It was an 0-2 count. I kind of came in the outside. I got them swinging, so it was a positive experience.
That's awesome. So are you going to have any involvement in this big series coming up?
My family and I will be out at the park for sure.
Okay.
At some point this weekend. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
We're talking to Josh Heupel. He's the head football coach at the University of Tennessee. And you mentioned earlier about changing the culture. And, you know, we hear the words buy-in a lot with coaches. But you know where this program, you know, has been at. And now that you've taken over and you're trying to change that culture, what are some things that you've seen early on out of your guys that make you think, yeah, they are listening to this new message and they are buying in and they want to be a part of taking Tennessee back to where it needs to be?
Yeah, words are words. Actions are going to speak a lot louder. That's the first thing I told this football team as I met them after I got announced. And, you know, we had an hour-long discussion just in the team room talking about, you know, who we are, who I am, and what we're going to be about, but also getting feedback from them. And I think that's the thing that I've loved from this group is they are prideful. They do care. They understand the expectations of putting a T on your helmet and running out through that power T and making a right hand turn to your sidelines, man. It's important to them, and they aren't satisfied with what's happened here recently either. They work extremely hard. They are competitive. They want to be really good on the field. They had to learn what accountability looks like and that it's real, and that's what's going to be inside of our program. You know, those are things that they recognize we're missing. man, you know, our first week here, I wouldn't put out the numbers here, but man, we were not anywhere near what a Division I Power Five football team looks like, just as far as who we are and how we interact and do the things the right way every day. But week two, man, it looked a lot better than week one, and week four was a lot better than week two, and we're operating at a level that gives you an opportunity to continue to grow and go compete. It's not the words, it's their actions. It's going to class, it's going to your mandatory meals, it's being at rehab, it's being on time to your meetings, it's in everything that you do, and how you do anything is going to be how you do everything, and it's important to us that we build these young men the right way, and I've seen that here in the 3 months that I've been here.
What are some things, you know, we fans, of course, they want all the answers right away after spring ball, but, you know, I would say that any roster is probably going to be incomplete at that point. You're just starting the process. So what are some things when you get into fall camp and getting ready for the season that, you know, you saw signs of, but maybe you want to still see a little more improvement as you get ready for the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a coach, you get to the end of spring ball and you're at the end of April, and your players got a chance, especially in year one, especially with your young players on your roster every year. There's so much growth that can happen from May to June and July. You got a chance to transform yourself individually and come back a completely different football player. One, in how you change your body, but two, the ability to play the game at a really high level, meaning you start to understand your job in a completely different way. There's an opportunity when you get done with spring ball almost to sit back, catch your breath, and refocus on the football side of it, your playbook, what people are doing on the other side of the ball. You can become a football player that instead of thinking, you are anticipating and reacting in a completely different way by the time you get to training camp and kick off next fall. That's true for everybody on our roster at every position. We broke our spring down almost into thirds, first five, second five practices in the last five, and just to see our players climb at different positions throughout the course of spring ball, man, there's a lot of guys, if they can continue on that flight here through the summer, that have an opportunity to compete and play at a really high level next fall.
Coach, you had a lot of success as a player in college football at Oklahoma. How can you take some of your experiences, even though different times, you know, kids are different, obviously, but take some of the experiences that you had as a player and try and illustrate some, you know, what it takes to win to some of your guys now, to help them kind of learn and walk in your shoes and see some of the experiences that you had?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is you know, when I went to Oklahoma as a player, that's a program that was down on its luck a little bit. They hadn't been to a bowl game for, I think, five consecutive seasons. The energy that surrounded that program was completely different than it was when I finished up as a player. Who we were individually and collectively inside of the locker room were completely different. How did those things transpire? What did it take from inside of the locker room to change the culture? What was the coaching staff doing that clearly communicated, you know, the vision and the purpose and the way that we were going to work every single day and who we were going to be? And you know, that experience there as a player at that time and seeing the transformation of a program, I think is absolutely critical to who I am and what we're doing here inside of this program. And I think those are great. Have a great relationship to who and what we can be and how we got to grow as a football program day in and day out and ultimately start competing for championships again.
University of Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel is with us. Josh, I'm just going down memory lane here. Darren gave you the baseball reference, and Chase just asked you about your career at Oklahoma. You guys, of course, for non-historians, maybe some younger listeners, 2000, Oklahoma wins the national championship. Josh Heupel finishes second in the Heisman Trophy to a guy named Chris Winkie, who was a baseball player before he went back to college to play football, so he was a little older. I actually played with Chris in the minor leagues in the Blue Jays system, so it was quite the storyline, Josh. And so, I mean, that was a pretty big obviously any college football national championship is going to be, but there was a lot of build up to that. Just that experience of that game. Like, what's your favorite memory? What do you take with you from that, like even today when you go out and coach?
Yeah, man, obviously just a special year, right, with a special group of guys that goes and ultimately wins a national championship. But, you know, I think there's so many lessons that you learn. I think one of the great ones is even though we win the championship, right, it's so much about the journey, not necessarily the destination, man. All the things that you remember, the build up to it, and obviously, you know, winning the football game, but it's the relationships that matter, man. You know, the build up at that time, if you weren't inside the state of Florida, you know, at that time, you know, the thought was that you couldn't win the national championship in some ways, and just a group of guys, man, that competed, believed in each other, and you know, found a way to be really tough and believe in one another, man. You know, Chris is a guy that obviously, you know, being at the Heisman together, and then you're competing against on game day, and that was an opportunity for us as a team to do something pretty special.
Josh, I'm curious too. You were talking about what you're looking for in a quarterback, and you say, you know, a lot of college quarterbacks are not rocket arm guys that go on to play in the pros, and they can be tremendous winning college players. You know, how does it shape you when you're looking and recruiting? The fact that you were not, you know, a guy that went right to Oklahoma, five-star, like the kind of guys that they're getting today. You know, you went to Weber State. You had a different route to get to being a quarterback and winning a national championship. How does that shape how you look at players coming up through the ranks?
Well, I think you want to go recruit the biggest, brightest, and best that you can, right? At the same time, I think who you are as a person is ultimately going to dictate your flight as a player, man. You know, talent and not having the right mentality, attitude, work ethic is going to leave you as just a talent, man. And it's got to be about so much more than that. I think it's really important that you have people in place that can help develop the players inside of your program because I think that's critical to the lifeblood, man. You know, there's going to be some special players that come in and make an immediate impact. At the same time, you got to be able to develop your roster. You know, guys that work the hardest, the longest, are the guys that ultimately are probably going to be the most successful too.
Last thing for you, Coach. I know every coach is getting asked about this, but it is becoming such a thing. We're trying to keep track of it every day with the transfer portal and things like that. How much of a challenge has that been for you, and how are you having to adapt to just the way the rules are going? I know there's probably a lot of good to it, but also some challenges that go with it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, it's about players and their experience, and we're going to support all the things that impact players in a positive way. The transfer portal, you know, you've seen some of our recent activity in it. I think it's an opportunity for us where we're at as a program to continue to add to our roster. Guys can make an immediate impact, guys that are going to be able to come in, make an impact this year, but also develop inside of your program. And so it gives you the ability to patchwork some just obvious needs, but also just to continue to add to your roster. So it's been a positive for us here this spring.
If you notice, we waited till the end of the interview to ask you that because you never know how that question's going to go. So, hey, we really enjoyed the visit. Thanks for doing this. Don't be a stranger to our show. And once again, welcome. Thanks for doing this. We'd love to talk to you down the road.
Awesome, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You do the same. That is Josh Heupel, Tennessee football coach, and we do appreciate him joining us. We will come back, talk about something on the other side. Speaking of that transfer portal, there's been a lot of Tennessee fans up in arms about something that happened in the portal here recently. We'll discuss next on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game.